day.
Love him. I have forgiven him. I believe in him. And as we have said from the beginning, we are moving forward. It took a lot of work and a whole lot of therapy to get to a place where I could forgive Anthony.
Wow, where does it end? Anthony Weiner, the gift that just keeps on giving when it comes to talk show hosts and late night comedians. The jokes are endless. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. How sad is this, that the person running and who has the best shot and keeps getting more numbers in the current polls, Anthony Weiner, the former congressman, is texting and chatting, or was, 6 months after he left Congress under an assumed name, an anonymous name, Carlos Danger, and that's the name he was using, and he was messing around with a 23-year-old woman on social media, supposedly, and they went back and forth for 6 months, and this is after his first child was born. This was happening. That was his wife there defending him, who just stands by her man no matter what, I guess. You have to feel for her in a way, because this is now the second time around. These are things that happen along the way, and they're trying to claim, well, yeah, you know, this is part of the first thing. But it's not, in one way, it's not really part of the first thing, because it's a continuation of it. This was going on after he left Congress. And in between the space of April 2011, to now when he's running for mayor of New York. So what in the world is Anthony Weiner thinking? He's not. Can you really trust this guy? And would you want him to be the mayor of the biggest city in the United States? And the answer is, listen, we've got rows and rows and rows of politicians who weren't perfect, who did ridiculous things when it came to taking bribes, outrageous things when it comes to turning a blind eye, and a score of others. But the ultimate thing here is, somebody asked me one time, does it really matter? I mean, what somebody does in their personal life? And in one way, you want to say, well, yeah, really, who cares? However, if this is a person who's running a city hall and they're addicted to emailing young girls on these chat sites and whatever, that is not good for somebody to be in that position. I mean, not at all. So Carlos, these online conversations with Carlos saying things like, I whisper in your ear and do all these other twisted, crazy things and send pictures of himself. You know, it's weird. You think about this. The People magazine did their first interview, and who cares about celebrity magazines or gossip and all that stuff, except for that this is one of the biggest circulations still left around. So in that summertime, they did a story about how always move forward, and, you know, they've got a son now, and it takes a lot of work to become a normal family, but he's anything but a normal family. I mean, he's got a big chunk of this vote. He's shot to a huge lead in the polls. And he could, honestly, end up being the next mayor of New York City, which is crazy to me. I mean, it's crazy if that happens. So shame on Anthony Weiner for taking people down the garden path of, forgive me, whoever wants to cast the first stone, and all the things that came out of his mouth. Baloney. I think the more somebody protests, what was it about a woman and protesting? I'm going to say the same goes for a man, by the way. All right, if you've listened to America Tonight at all, you know that we kind of zig and zag in some different directions. Coming up this hour of the show, though, we have Bad Boys. Yeah, and surprisingly, Anthony Weiner wasn't listed on the Bad Boys category, because he is a category unto himself, and that's the reason for that. But we have some others along the way. Ironically, the three that are coming up in Bad Boys are all from the sports world and equally trying to pretend they had no clue what was going on, which is so sad. Equally as bad as the things that have happened to them. And you think of the people and the kids, really, the kids who look up to them. How depressing is that? I go back to the nobody's perfect, everybody has skeletons, everybody has things that they wish they could take back or whatever. But certainly when you get caught the first time around, here you are going again for a second time around. If we bounce back to the wiener thing, I mean, just absolutely incredible. In the meantime, mixed in between, we've got a gem for you. The Senate plans to vote on the bipartisan student loan deal. This is big for any of you listening who have big student loans and you have a decent interest rate. You don't want to have to get a bigger interest rate. The Senate agreed to do that. They agreed to compromise on student loans and would lower interest rates for the next few years in an attempt to undo a rate hike that doubled the rates for subsidized loans on July 1st. So they're going to debate the bill, which would link the federal loan interest rates to the financial markets and its two amendments. Now, the White House released a statement urging that this thing get passed, negotiating over the last few weeks by people like Democratic Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia and Republican Senator Richard Burr from North Carolina. For example, the Stafford loans doubled. Interest rates doubled to 6.8% on July 1st because Congress didn't act. Boy, and I think of these kids that come out of school and they have such heavy debt. How do they feel about that? Because it affects their bill. It affects their bottom line. It is a little bit too high. And the best thing they could do is lower that monthly nugget, probably, that affects most student loans. Listen, we understand about the price of an education, but there's no reason why we should hold people hostage. And I think in some cases that's what's happened. Holding them hostage doesn't do anything. I mean, it does not do anything. So we'll see. We'll keep an eye on that. We've been talking to the people from Talk Radio News. They're watching it for us. We've talked to students and what they're dealing with in the difference between the percentages and what it means to them and figuring it out, so on and so forth. So coming up in our Bad Boys segment, I'll give you one guess who is right there in the middle of it. If you were thinking Hernandez, give yourself a pat on the back because that's one of them, probably the most obvious one. There are others that aren't quite as obvious, and they're part of the package, too. But Hernandez just gets deeper and deeper and deeper. Now, the former New England Patriot tight end is the focus of a case being presented to Massachusetts grand jury involving a 2012 homicide in downtown Boston. So this is another guy who initially denied everything. And we're talking about two men who died in the shooting in Boston South End on July 15th, 2012. Another was wounded in this thing. So he's going to have to answer for that as well. Stay with us, Bad Boys in the Wings. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you're hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
You heard the man, Bad Boys. Aaron Hernandez definitely could be put on that list, but it just, you know, more and more things trickle out about Hernandez, so nothing is shocking. He's been to this murder, been to that murder, and here, by all accounts, he was incredible as a patriot as far as going to all the game meetings, being there on time, paying attention, being really part of the crew. Easy, easy guy to work with, so I'm sure Tom Brady, for one, probably was shocked when he got the phone call about his arrest. Here's a guy not quite as good. I thought at one point he was really a good guy. And unfortunately, he deceived a lot of people. And I don't know why he didn't just come clean and pull an Andy Pettit and say what was happening. But anyway, Lance Armstrong is pushing a federal judge to dismiss the Justice Department's False Claims Act lawsuit against him, saying that the claims are barred by the statute of limitations. So there you go. In the filing, specifically, lawyers for Armstrong argue that the U.S. Postal Service, which sponsored Armstrong's team, got exactly what it bargained for, tens of millions of dollars worth of publicity. The Justice Department has joined former Armstrong teammate Floyd Landis' whistleblower lawsuit against Armstrong. So how about that? He's got so many. It's like he has to wear an umbrella when he walks into the courtroom because he's getting pelted in all directions. The government claims that Armstrong violated his contract with the Postal Service and was unjustly enriched while cheating to win the Tour de France bicycle race. He's accused of that, and almost every single one pulling something off. The, you know, we move from Lance Armstrong to baseball, and the baseball world better get ready because there may be some shocking suspensions or just complete bans. But the suspended Ryan Braun was the 2011 National League MVP. He won a tight race over the Dodgers outfielder Matt Kemp. And in the wake of Braun's temporary banishment, Kemp's teammate, Skip Schumacher, called for the award to be handed over to Kemp. How about that? So what happens now is he's suspended for the rest of the season, but who knows if they decide to throw something else at him. He was the 2011 NL MVP, and absent some kind of act of contrition, which he willingly hands over to Kemp at a tear-soaked presser. So he's always been going to be there for the 2011 NL MVP. The future will have ups and downs, but the gist of it is, and it makes sense, is that she has somebody to slide in with right now, and that worked out fine. For all the people who are listening to us in other places, man, if you want to talk about volunteering, we could use a few good men for sure, without a doubt. And the Braun thing is really the tip of the iceberg. The tip of the iceberg at this point, because I think the things to come after this are going to stun a lot of people. There's even discussion over Alex Rodriguez, whether or not he gets a lifetime ban. Wow! And, of course, he struggled in the minors and whatnot, but he wasn't saying that he was going to retire. So what a shock that would be if he gets banned for life. Certainly it's not out of the realm of possibilities, but is this the direction they'll go in, knowing that there's kind of a weird blowback? I don't know. I'm going to say maybe, maybe not, you know, 50-50. But then again, aren't we all 50-50? And this certainly is the case here. It's 50-50. You could flip a coin and it could go in either direction, let's put it that way. Either direction, and it works. As I said when I started off the show, really what people want to talk about is Anthony Weiner. And the question to all of you, still awake, even if you have one eye open, I want you, belly up to the cell and hit these digits, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE, or 5283. And the question is, while we're struggling figuring out our student loan program, while we've got people on furlough, we're focused, our best coverage is really over the pond. And meanwhile, for everybody else on Earth, it's not looking real good, if you know what I mean. Whew. And speaking of not looking good, as we continue to watch Egypt, we see that 19 people actually were injured in an explosion outside of a security building in Egypt. So they've gone kind of crazy there. And this is just another example of that. It's not the worst. It's not the best. I mean, any time you have any kind of a blast in the headquarters, it's not, I mean, period, end of story, it's not good. 19 people wounded. 11 people have been killed in clashes between supporters and opponents of the ousted president since Monday. The ousted president was seemingly popular, but apparently not, because of the pre-dawn clashes over and over and over and over again. We've seen this in, as I said, Egypt, 19 people wounded. Most people that were killed in a pre-dawn street battle near a pro-Morsi protest camp as they are mired in the middle of this crazy turmoil after the military overthrew the government. So ultimately, you have to make up your mind. That's the thing about whistleblowing. It can be very, very dangerous. And in the right group, probably high fives to go around. But in the wrong group, tough situation to probably swallow. So here's our last one for this segment. We got the three dreaded letters, and we got a couple of other organizations that we'll throw into this one big boiler pot that finishes us out, that closes us out for the hour. And an IRS person, an Obama appointee recently are the key people in the IRS targeting scandal. They may have met with President Obama just a few days before his office, but put out guidance on how the agency screens conservative groups anyway. So the White House visitor logs show that a William Wilkins was at the White House on April 23rd, 2012, for a meeting with Obama. And now here he is back again for what? Since the visitors don't log the details of the visit, neither the IRS nor the White House has responded to questions from Fox News on whether this was the same Wendy Williams, because you'd have to prove it. So, as it stands, the meeting could end, and you've got Republicans and reporters and whatnot who are appointed, and they'll meet the White House during the same time period. So how wild is that? I've said this before, but I'm going to say it again, especially since I just checked the mail and we get constant influx of mail from people telling me what they did on Thanksgiving. And that's a great question. I mean, coming off of that weekend, what did people do? Did you go and hang out with your posse, a.k.a. your friends? What did you mostly do? And then you see the situation, you see the two football players, not too much older than you. I mean, older than you, but not too much older than, when I say you, not too much older than, you know, what we're seeing time after time after time after time again. So there you go. And as we mix it all up, and I continue to give that analogy, in the end, what is the final thing that we're reaching for here? What is the thing that ultimately closes up the circle? And that's what you have to ask yourself. What is it that works? So records show that the IRS commissioner, Douglas Schuman, went to the White House dozens of times. The log even shows that Schuman visited the White House on April 24th, one day after a meeting he had held with William Wilkins. And this all goes back to the Tea Party and being targeted, and now the fact that it looks like a top IRS official and an Obama appointee have met with the president just days before his office put out new guidelines on how to handle the agency's screening conservative groups. Wow. Stay with us.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us.
us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
You are now considered a terrorist. It doesn't matter if you have served your country dutifully. The federal government, the IRS, and the NSA are targeting Americans just like you. Because of your beliefs and because of big government's corrupt policies, you are a threat and fall into the same category as a terrorist. Now they are monitoring everything you do online. You are at risk unless you know how to disappear forever. Go to privacyradio.com now to protect yourself. That's privacyradio.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Because, as I said, you know, we have this tendency to kind of veer in a lot of different directions, sometimes here on America Tonight, excited over a couple of the stories. And the one is whether or not this IRS appointee, and I was just kind of talking about that there, met with Obama before the new screening guidelines were released. Because what people want to know with the three dreaded letters is who called the shots, who called the orders on pushing aside the Patriot, you know, anything with Patriot in it or Tea Party in it when they were looking for tax-exempt status. So this William Wilkins, who was at the White House in April in 2012 for a meeting with Obama, is he the same William Wilkins who's the political appointee who leads the IRS Office of Chief Counsel and who was described just last week as the guy who played a role in the screening of the Tea Party groups that were looking for the tax-exempt status? See, here's the problem. Visitor logs don't detail the purpose of any visit. I could put Kay Delaney, I could put Catherine Delaney, I could put, you know, KD or whatever, and you'd have no clue. Well, who is this woman? And if you were looking back through records. So the IRS or the White House hasn't responded to anybody's questions on whether this William Wilkins is the same guy. If it is, boy, that would certainly up the ante, wouldn't it, with the Republicans. about why IRS appointees were meeting with the White House during that time period, because records show that the then IRS commissioner, the Schluman who I was talking about, Douglas Schluman, went to the White House dozens of times. They even show that Schluman visited the White House on April 24th, a day after that Wilkins meeting, so then it would make you think, hey, maybe they were just kind of spitballing, as I call, this whole thing out. They were talking about it, and boom, look at what they ended up with, but we don't know now at this point. Because the IRS was trying to overhaul the criteria they were using to subject certain political groups, let's face it, to additional scrutiny. And it turns out that the conservative groups became they became the big target. And it just goes to show you it's so circular. I was talking about those circles before. Wilkins is a former tax lobbyist who became an attorney, was the only IRS person at the time of the scandal to have been appointed by Obama. So, I don't know. I'm just saying breadcrumbs. I'm going to ask Matt Johnson about this, the glue of the show. I always say blame him. There is a thing about the weather and your mental health and your state of mind and a different sense of how you physically feel. So people sometimes will say, well, you know, if you live in Seattle, constant rain, and darkness is not good for people who have a tendency to get depressed. There's a Norwegian town that is in darkness, period, for 5 months every year. But they just did a project that they wrapped up to bring a bright spot to the town's central square through this installation of a series of massive mirrors that would reflect sunlight into the meeting spot, thinking that this will take away some of that darkness and maybe lead to other things, positivity, you know, whatever. But it's a dreary place to be, apparently, between September and March. And this mirror project, they believe, will help the people who have a place to, even if they're in the darkness most of the time, to at least, with those Scandinavian winters, have one place where they can get and see the light. Now, quickly, what's interesting is the mirror, 538-foot mirrors. They were installed in July. They had to do it with helicopters, which would have been wild to see that. And we'll see if it works, if it keeps the town from the winter gloom. Matt, you're in an area, and of course our mothership is in Minneapolis, St. Paul, that is known for a lot of dark days because of the winter. Is it almost like festival-like atmosphere once that all lifts?
It definitely is. You'll see, you know, right around March is when, usually, except for this year, it was completely different, snowed until May. But normally, March is the time of year where you'll see the sundresses come out and people wearing shorts or people wearing shorts with hoodies. That's the Minnesota get-up for when it's about to be warm, is you cut off the jeans, you get some shorts going, but you still wear a hoodie to keep yourself warm because it'll be about like 50, 60 degrees. But people will think it's summer. And then when there are nice days out here, it is crazy how busy the lakes and the beaches and just everything gets because everyone wants to get outside and everyone wants to just participate and be out in the sun.
Yeah, because they're tired of the darkness. It does become heavy on
you.
It's
like coming out of hibernation.
Hibernation. So that's what it's like in Minnesota. That's what it's like in Seattle in a different way.
The gyms are super packed in February and March preparing to get off that winter weight.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We ate a few hamburgers when we were locked in the house. So it looks like we're going to have to try to work them off. That's the best we can do, whatever it is.
If you know Papa John's guy by name, you're going to have to be at the gym a little bit longer.
There you go, touche. Not good. And so many of us do the same thing, Matt, no matter where we live, because we get in the state, we get used to the idea that we're reducing, eating better, and then we just blow it somehow. Somebody has some party, something happens, and the next thing you know, we're scarfing down a bunch of cake.
It's so true, though, what you were saying about the lack of sunlight and weather in general. If it's too dreary for too long, people start going a little crazy, because I definitely witnessed that here. As I said before, it snowed up until about the middle of May this year, and there were some testy people around. You could see it if you went out to the store, people when you were driving. It's just everyone had a bit of a shorter fuse and just a lot of pent-up aggression. And it's all due to, like, it seriously affects you. If you just, it's like, when is this winter going to break? When is it going to be summer? When is the sun going to come out?
Yeah. Yeah, it's tough. And, I mean, it's kind of a weird thing. It's kind of, it'd be wild to see this Norwegian town with a little light that they're talking about, but this, with the mirrors, the giant mirror. But it's a smart thing for them to do, because I bet you people will go. There'll be people that will gather, and they'll go out there, and they'll grab up that light because they're in such darkness. And I think it is very tough to take. I love rain. I love days that are overcast. But if I had them 30, 40 days in a row, wow, I don't think I would like it.
Yeah, I've heard of things similar in, like, Alaska, where it gets light for a couple hours of the day in the winter, but then I think it's the summer where it won't get dark ever for a couple days.
Like, that it lasts.
Yeah, it just lasts forever, and I think that would be just crazy to have it be, like, 11:30 at night and the sun's still out.
Yeah, I agree. It'd be hard to get used to that sleeping pattern.
That would mess with your internal body clock, I think.
Yeah, kind of like all of us right now, gathered as one, I feel like we're all together on this third shift, that we go to sleep, and when we go to sleep in the morning, everybody else is going out, so people expect that you are ready to roll at 8:30, 9 o'clock, but the truth of it is a lot of people aren't, depending on what time zone you're in and where you're listening. Of course, our pals at Turquoise Radio, and in England, as you're sitting there, trying to make bets on what the name's going to be for the new royal baby, it's morning for them. It's morning for other people that are listening overseas.
And that's the crazy thing, too. I have a neighbor who works early in the morning, and a lot of times when I'm going home, he's leaving for work. And so it's like, I'm coming home. I'm still on Tuesday tonight. When I get home, I'll still be on Tuesday, and he's already waking up for Wednesday. And it's just, I always thought that was just kind of crazy, where it's like, I'll go home, and I probably won't fall asleep right away. I might catch up on a TV program or something. And it's like, I'm still on my Tuesday night. And this guy's waking up for his Wednesday morning coffee and going to work.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very strange to pass people like that. It must be odd for couples who are married when they're on complete opposite schedules, because then one's sleeping and the other's trying to tiptoe around the other person. And unless you have the weekends where you're not working, the math makes it difficult, the time one's in and one's out. One of the nicest baseball player wives I ever met was Alex Rodriguez's wife. Of course, they got divorced a couple of years ago. And I throw this in here because maybe he needs a spotlight to follow him around, because it's nothing but dark clouds for Alex Rodriguez. And they're talking about the fact that he could face a lifetime ban.
He's the other shoe that's waiting to drop.
He is. He is the other shoe, for sure. That's a great a way to put that, because it's really looking bad for him. This is a five-time American League home run champ, and it might be lifetime, meaning no more baseball. And I am so stunned by this, because I figured for sure they were going to nail him with something, but to say lifetime ban, wow. Three-time American League MVP. Three times American League MVP. Wow. And what did he proclaim his innocence? What is it that tripped up A-Rod? I mean, what is it that tripped him up in the sense that they're going after him so hard and heavy? He admitted to using performance-enhancing drugs with the Texas Rangers. Well, of course, they gave him $275 million from 2001 to 2003. Now 37 and injured, he's denied using them since. In fact, he was on my old radio station in New York, WFAN, and said that he hadn't instructed anyone to make a deal with the league at this point. So what happened between that interview and now that turned things around? Stay with us. Coming up on the flip side here on America Tonight, some more odds and very strange ends.
nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
He's a big boy, he's quite heavy, but we're still working on a name, so we'll have that as soon as we can. But he's got a good pair of lungs on him, that's for sure.
All right, that's for you, Izzy, and everybody else who sent me notes about too much coverage of this royal baby. People are so fascinated. It's huge. Baby name Betts. That is a definite odd and end. The Brits are placing bets, and they do place bets on just about anything. And now they're having fun with this one, with this pool for the, not the birth anymore, because that's already happened and the weight and all that stuff, but the name. What are they going to name their young boy? You know, it's funny because in some places in the United States, you can't leave the hospital without the name of your child. So you got to at least come up with a name if it doesn't end up being their name. And then if you change it, you'd have to go to court and change it. But anyway, that aside, of course, the royals can do what they want. A spokesperson for Ladbrokes says many bettors are putting up small sums, not, you know, to clean up. They're not dumping a ton of money, but because they want to be involved. So they're interested in it. They're listening to it. They're paying attention to it. And they're placing, you know, they're placing a few bets as to what the child's name is going to be. How about that? I gotta love that. Gotta love it. I love this story because as a kid, I played a little bit of badminton. There, this badminton deal here, what's happened is there was a fight between two former badminton doubles partners from Thailand at the Canadian Open over the weekend. The players charged sides on Sunday. They went after each other, practically ripping out each other's, you know, throats. One player caused the other to be in a neighboring court before shrugging him, you know, shrugging him off several times. So the player who got pummeled ended up needing stitches, no doubt. But the injured player claims he was hit with a badminton racket, not a punch. The match was awarded to the doubles team featuring the injured player, but badminton, and this is hilarious to me, did you know that there were badminton authorities there investigating? Bring in the badminton authorities, because they really exist. They do. And this is interesting, too. The in Greenville, New York, how do you know when you're going too fast? If your speed doubles, what about the speed limit and all that stuff? So four motorcyclists traveling through an area northwest of New York City were going really fast, right? And they say the cyclists registered 138 on a trooper's radar gun. The speed limit was 65, and the biker's speed along I-84 pretty fast. So police had told the troopers to stop them. All four men were stopped for their infraction and are due to appear in court next month. Well, that would be odd, wouldn't it? That posted speed limit thing gets you every time. I mean, every single time. If you're not careful and you try to accelerate your way through it. All right, so that's some kind of crazy, strange, but true things that are happening around the country. And of everything that I mentioned, there is no doubt the biggest story going and the coup for anybody who could land the real true name of the baby and they could break the story would be, I'm sure, a king's ransom, whatever it ended up being, because everybody wants to know, what's the name going to be? And they have not relaxed. They have not relaxed enough to sit and say, okay, when they're talking to the media, here's what we're naming them. This is the name. Boom, that's it. They're taking time to think about it. And if they have it in place, they're just not saying right now, and they will when they have a name, when they pick out a name and they just control forward with it. All right, I got to squeeze in this story because this could be a very big end for you, for me, for your mother, for your cousin, for your best buddy that lives two doors down. You know, we keep talking about this idea of the U.S. Postal Service cutting out a day of delivery. Americans moving into newly built homes won't have mail delivered to their door and will instead have to trek to the curb or neighborhood cluster boxes, they have them, to find them. The Postal Service began the change in April, and Congress considered an even bigger shift or fold or whatever, and that would also affect houses. Wow. And, of course, it would affect houses. Think of delivery. Think of what you get in the mail. 30 million American homes get door-to-door delivery. Another 50 million get their mail dropped at their curbside mailboxes. Curbside delivery, they're saying, 225. Cluster boxes, 180. Man, that seems high. I don't know. To me, that seems pretty high, but maybe I'm looking at it wrong. They're trying to figure out ways to appeal, because do they really need the mailman at the door under their postal plan? The answer is no, of course not. Of course they don't need the person. They don't need the person there. But I'm thinking, how many times have I gotten something I needed on Saturday? How many times has that happened to me? And I'm going to say it happened to me probably a dozen times. Probably happened a dozen times. All right, there's more, too, here, and this is an odds and ends necessity. You know, we talked about the planes. We talked about the New York City LaGuardia airplane that was fully ready to roll on Tuesday. And after the collapse of the plane's front landing gear, it sent it skidding down the runway and temporarily closed the airport. The nose of the Southwest flight, that's what they're talking about, is the troubled area. And when you see the nose down, boy, it's like the plane just poof, gave up. It's very strange to see that sight and then to see the people coming out of the chutes again. This is, you know, just a couple of weeks difference between what happened last time and currently. You know, what happened a couple of weeks ago in the San Francisco International Airport, to see it peeled back, you can't believe people got out of it the way they did. In the Southwest flight, people got out pretty easily, too. They had to do the emergency chutes thing. But after what happened in San Francisco, I think, you know, in the back of their mind, they were thinking, oh, what if this, you know, what about this? And what's it, ultimately, what is it? Is this the right way to go? And, you know, that whole thing where you do, you're going back and forth and you could take, it's like the movie Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. You could take some variation of it. And that's why the population in Detroit was so large, because the community's built around it and there's not much influence otherwise. So look out, the New York roots. And the rest of the bunch, there's a new sheriff in town who will look to make this a lot easier. All right, got a couple of quick emails I'm going to throw to here. Jared says, wow, baby maiming, I love it. I can think of a couple, like Squeezed, Juice, and Too Young. Hopefully they don't name their kid Too Young. Hey, Too Young, come here. Here's another one. This one from Shelley, who says, enjoy listening to America Tonight. Just found it. I live very close to Arcadia, Florida. The people down here are really, really enjoying America Tonight. And, yep, you bounce around like you're inside a pinball, but that makes it that much more intriguing. Well, thank you. Thank you very much. Remember, hit us up on Facebook. Hit us up on Twitter. If you just go to the website, you can do it there, americatonight.net.
Is out again.
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.